It's my pleasure to introduce back into the studio Inspector Leon Andrews, and he is from the Queensland Fire Department. As the months get cooler, we see an increase in house fires in Queensland as they begin to use their heaters and electric blankets to keep them warm. Good morning, Leon.
Rosemary, good morning, and thank you very much for having me on the show this morning.
Leon, can you tell us a little bit about winter home fire safety for 2025?
Yeah, thank you very much. That's our current campaign at the moment. And during winter last year, firefighters were called to more than 460 house fires throughout Queensland. So in a three-month period, more than 100 house fires a month in winter. We know it's just starting to get cool now, and a lot of these fires are easily preventable. You've only got to take a few simple steps to ensure your family and your safety at home. So when you get your heaters and your electric blankets out and you've pulled them out, just check their condition. Make sure that the power cords aren't frayed, they haven't been eaten, that the heater bars aren't bent, and just take a little bit of time to have a look at them. If you're unsure, replace them or get an electrician to check them out. When you put your heaters down, make sure they've got a clearance of around 2 metres. So what that means is don't hang your clothes right in front of them on the chair like people like to do. Don't hang blankets or towels off them. So make sure they're safe and you've got that. Always turn your heater off before you go to bed. We like to go to bed nice and warm and we like to wake up nice and warm, but let's not have that heater turned on overnight because that can be dangerous. Also too, don't place them in the walkways or high foot traffic area around the home because they can be easily knocked over by children or, you know, you can get up, grab that cup of tea, walk to the kitchen, knock the heater over and that might start a fire. So be very careful when doing that. We can choose portable heaters these days that actually have an automatic safety switch and they turn off if they're knocked over. So if you're looking at updating your heater, please, you know, get one of those because, you know, very responsible and a little bit safer too. And probably the one that you always hear me harp on all the time, Rosemary, have that fire escape plan. And remember, working smoke alarms and ensure everyone in the household is aware of what they should do if a fire starts.
Leon, we're going to be talking very shortly, or being made very shortly, to have interconnecting smoke alarms. Tell us a little bit about that very quickly.
Okay, so the deadline for every home in Queensland is January 1, 2027, so 18 months away. So everyone has to be interconnected. So what that means is they have to have photoelectric smoke alarms and they all have to be connected with each other. So what that means is if one smoke alarm goes off, they all go off and that alerts everyone in the house. They've got to be put in the bedrooms, hallways and interconnected rooms on every level of the house.
Wow.
Ensure that, you know, every second counts in a house fire. So the earlier you're warned, the better chances you are of getting out safely. Children, they'll sleep through a smoke alarm. So it's important that everyone in the house is alerted as early as possible. And that's what these interconnected smoke alarms are designed to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, the fire escape plan is pretty important as well, Leon.
Fire escape plans are very, very important. It only takes 5 minutes to sit down together with the whole family, everyone in the household, and create a fire escape plan. And this could be the difference between everyone making it out of the house or no one making it out of the house. If you're not sure how do I go about making that fire escape plan, go to the Queensland Fire Department website, fire.queensland.gov.au. And you can follow it there and they have an easy step-by-step guide on how to set up your fire escape plan.
Yeah, Leon, I'm just going to ask you to stop there for a minute. We better just break for a quick music song or little quick song and then we'll come right back to you because there's still some important information that we want to share with our listeners.
Excellent, thank you.
I'm delighted to say that we still have Leon here from the fire department talking to us and we just want to touch on lithium-operated batteries. Talk to us about that, please, Leon.
Yeah, look, at the moment, every time we turn on the radio, hear a news report or something like that, there's a fire and someone's always talking about lithium batteries. So everyone's nervous about them, everyone's worried. But the secret with them is ensure that you're using the proper charger designed specifically for that device. You'd find that a lot of chargers will plug into any device and go, oh, that one will do, that one will fit, but it's not designed for it. So ensure you've got the right charger for that device. Never charge on surfaces that are easily heated either. So, you know, we like to go and sit on the lounge and we'll put the laptop on there or the phone on there and then we'll get up and we'll go and have dinner. And also don't take it to bed with you because, you know, we like to, you know, look at the laptop, we like to go there, take it to bed, put it down, have it charged and then wake up in the morning. But unfortunately, it'll be overheating and it's going to create the perfect response for it to have a fire and to heat up. So we don't want that. Also, too, don't put it in the sunlight. So if you've got to buy a window, don't be heating up your phone or your laptop or whatever device in a window. Don't leave it in your motor car. A lot of people like to go, oh, I'll just charge my laptop while I'm in the car while I run to the shops. Unfortunately, the car heats up. We know, you know, not to have our pets and that in there. Same with our laptops. Don't be heating them up in the motor car. Don't use the damaged device. So what that means is don't have a damaged battery. Don't have a damaged device because they can also cause problems. And you know if your device is damaged because you might see swelling from it. You'll see cracks in it. You might see a change of colour. Other signs are you'll get odd noises coming out of it. So just ensure when you're charging that lithium battery, everything is safe. Mm-hmm. And as soon as it's charged, unplug it. Don't just go, oh, it's reached a thing now and I'll just leave it there and get a little bit more charge in it. Once it's charged, take it off and then it's done.
Just on that, Leon, should we be charging our phones overnight?
Look, a lot of new phones nowadays will stop at 85%. Mm-hmm. If you have got a new phone, you can do. But look, my preference is once it's charged, unplug it. How about give it 10, 15 minutes in the morning before you go to work just to top it up from that night before?
Okay.
And that's it. If you can get into that habit, a much better habit. But look, worst case scenario, charge it, but make sure you do have a stop on the phone that will stop it at 85%. Helps preserve the battery, but also too, does help stop it from catching fire and overheating.
Wow. Now, just to really, just quickly here at the last one, what about the false alarm activations?
Yeah, look, a lot of smoke alarms when they do go off, especially now when they're interconnected and they all go off, a lot of it can be from just insect infestation. So you might get little bugs, you might get dust, you might get anything in there and you go, how do I stop that? It's always going off. Just give it a quick vacuum out once a month every now and again. If you're putting up smoke alarms, don't put them right in the kitchen because that's where cooking.
Near the toaster and everything. Near the toaster and near the jug or everything
like that. So don't do that. Also, keep it away from the bathroom where steam will do it. But have your electrician do it. Once again, on the QFD website, you can go in there and that shows you the best place to put our smoke alarms.
Sounds good. Now, listeners, we've been speaking to Inspector Leon Andrews, and he is with the Queensland Fire Department. I hope that you've listened to everything that he's said. And if you want to hear it again, we'll put it up on our website. Go to 1015fm.com.au and you can listen again just to make us all safe. Leon, thanks so much for coming in and talking to us again this morning.
Rosemary, thank you so much once again for having me on the show. It's always a pleasure to come in here and impart a little bit of information to your listeners.
We always love it. Thank you.